morning by First Baptist Church and by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. And we normally talk city business the first Tuesday of the month, and kind of to help me out with that this morning, the newest city councilman, Alan Gentius. Well, I guess one of two newest city councilmen. Good morning, Alan. Nice to have you in here this morning. Just kind of before we get into the meat of the program, you are certainly not a stranger to city business, although you're new on the council. How much, and I know that you and Mr. Curd both did a fair amount of doing your homework during the campaign time, but once you're on the job, what's it like to climb the hill and get up to date?
Well, it's pretty busy, and thank you for having me, and Happy New Year, Charlie.
Thank you very much.
And pretty busy, trying to figure out all the different things that are going on, and it's fairly complicated. Mm-hmm. But as you said, we did some homework beforehand, and I'm pretty used to, as an attorney, pretty used to dealing with city businesses and those kind of things. So it's nothing too surprising, but there is a lot to learn.
It is, and of course, with the well, it's been a few years now when the city changed the election date from the spring, typically an April election, to a November election. So you're not thrown in halfway through the budget process. That makes it easier, I would believe.
I think that's very important. One of the most important things that the city council does is to develop and improve the budget. And to have your hand in that at the beginning rather than the middle, I think, is a very good idea.
Yeah. The much of the business of the council, I'm not sure I want to call it routine, but there are certain things that are repetitive in nature that just, and that's why we have a consent agenda on most agendas.
Right. And it kind of streamlines the process a little bit. And
yeah,
as you say, many of the things are routine, and so there's no reason to rehash those things as we go on.
But again, and councilmen can, will, and sometimes do say, no, I need to pull item J out here for further discussion.
Right. And in our one meeting so far, we haven't had that. But and I haven't seen any need to do that in any of the agendas, the two agendas that I've seen.
Yeah. Looking at the business of the council for tonight, a couple of the items that at least are worth discussing and going into it. We can talk about your particular point of view on an item. But other than that, we don't know what the other councilman will do. But when it comes to a couple of bids, generally that's kind of I won't say pretty well decided for you, but it comes down to that lowest and best bid price. So it's more or less cut and dry.
Well, it is. I think there's some leeway as far as if there's a bid that actually is in the best interest of the city, we could do the one that's not necessarily the lowest, but generally they go with the lowest bid. And follow the staff recommendation and all the bidding process. They make sure that the bidding process under the statute is complied with, and then they have a recommendation. Usually that recommendation would be what I would go along with unless I knew something that I didn't feel like I was comfortable with.
And I have heard staff on several places, but we're talking Bartlesville, but I have heard them say at times there is one outlier bid. All the rest are this one, but this one seems unusually low, and we wonder if maybe the bidder fully understood the requirements, and so sometimes that does come out.
Right. And, you don't want to be in the situation where that we would have a problem down the road. So if that's the case, then you want to look into that before you accept that bid, and maybe you'd want to accept the next one out.
Yeah. Other items that are on the agenda for tonight, one of them, a public hearing, and I don't know your experience, but I believe that in most cases, public hearings tend to go relatively quickly unless there is some particular interest by someone that would tend to speak against it. Very few come up and speak in favor because if you're remaining silent, you figure it's going to pass anyway.
Right. And the that's one of the kind of quasi-judicial functions of the council. Usually that, actually those were the ones that seemed to take the longest because they're open to public comment, obviously.
Right.
And this one specifically is a zoning change, which is a lot of times many of the kind of things we'll be looking at. Again, the staff has done a good job of providing us with the information as to police and fire protection, utilities, make sure that this also fits into the overall plan of the city, and this one seems to. So at this point, unless we have something new through the public comment section that looks pretty straightforward. I also noticed that when they had their previous public hearings, no one showed up, and that usually is an indication the community is behind it and is okay with it.
But nonetheless, again, I don't want to predict the meeting, but most of the time, Lisa or someone from the Community Development Office is there to give a well-rounded presentation of the reasons that the requester is asking for the change, that sort of thing.
That's right. And then if we have any questions, we can always ask them. Many times, if there's a developer, the developer will also be there, and we can inquire as to what's going on with that. I know at our first meeting, there was some questions I had with a rezoning that we had and a change of a PUD, public unit development. And so I had some questions, and I think some of the other council members did, and we were satisfied and we moved forward.
Yeah, and I have mentioned this several times, but sometimes the councilmen are asking questions because you actually want to know, and sometimes you're asking the questions for a public purpose to let the public understand some small point of a proposal.
Right. This, many times the process and the nomenclature, the language that's used is not intuitive. So, you know, we want to make sure that the city residents understand what we're talking about. So those questions will be asked in that way. I know that going to the other meetings before I was on the council, listening to Mr. Locke, and he was always very good about that. And so we'll try to follow his footsteps in that regard.
Speaking of Mr. Locken, looking at the nominations for boards and city commissions, not only is Mr. Locken's name on this, but I also see Mr. Gorman's name on this. And by the way, another former city councilman, Mike McGrew, also up for some nominations on those boards and commissions.
Right, and I see that Mr. Locken and Mr. Gorman are looking at being on the Water Resource Board, which would make perfect sense since they have a lot of institutional knowledge and background in the development of the overall water resource plan for the city, and have done a great job. So they sounds like they would be a perfect fit, that they're willing to serve or continue to serve in those.
Yeah. Just as you come on the council, you have observed the workings of city government for Bartlesville for a number of years, and of course you've worked in other cities as well. But we do have a good number of boards and commissions that kind of help provide that advisory role for the council.
Yes, and in fact, there are positions available, so if people are interested in some of those, they may check with the city and make application to see about being on those boards. It's helpful to have those folks involved, and that way that more hands make it easier work, I always say.
it's a good idea and a good proverb as well. We will continue our time with Councilman Alan Gentius when we continue in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Before we continue with our time with Councilman Alan Gentius, again, tonight's meeting, 7 o'clock at City Hall, if you'd like to attend. Attending in person, always better than watching it on some media, on the city's website or whatever.
Absolutely, more the merrier.
A couple of things that we have not yet talked about. One of them, city staff, I'm going to interpret that to probably mean Mike Bailey, will be talking to the council about kind of the financial history, bond issues, and capital improvements projects, and not only recent history, but how we kind of got to the way we finance things right now.
Exactly, and it'll be kind of a mini civics course. It wouldn't be bad for as many citizens as possible to come and learn about that process. Has a direct impact when we do bonds and those kind of things as far as improving our city. And the process is, again, not intuitive, so I'm sure it'll be very helpful.
And city government is somewhat similar to, I'll say, both county and school systems in that you can use bond money to do A, but not necessarily B.
Right. Generally, they're limited to capital improvement and not operations.
Yeah. So, again, it's a good civic lesson all the way around if you want to get involved in any area of state, county, or local government.
Right. And anticipate there will probably be a bond floated in the fall.
That would be my expectation.
So citizens can have some input into that earlier in the process, the better.
Yeah.
And then overall, how much money can be included in the bond is based on specific statutes and regs. And there'll be discussion of how that works in that process. And how long the bond would go, which would determine, again, how much money can be raised.
Yeah, generally, I'm going to oversimplify it to say it's related to the city's bonding authority, how much they are allowed total, and then how much is already out there.
That's right.
A little oversimplification, but two salient points anyway.
Yeah.
A couple of projects, as I look at the calendar of construction, and I'll paraphrase Jim Bonzak, it seems as though at times that the shortest distance between any two points in Bartlesville is under construction. But once we get into the spring months, typically the city doesn't plan major projects because in January, February, because the weather is less predictable. But once you get into the springtime, looks like things are coming up again for the city.
That's right. It looks like there'll be several different projects, many related to street rehabilitation.
Yeah.
And as Jim would say, then it'll be under construction, but hopefully not for too long.
Yeah.
And the finished product, I'm sure, will be a good thing.
Looking at the listing here, you can tell that the city staff has done as good a job as they can to try to find similar projects in just about all parts of town, so that it's not, you know, all in your ward, for instance.
Right, right. And it seems like there is a lot of activity in Ward 4, but if people were to look at this map that you and I are looking at this morning, it is spread out through the various parts of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's a misunderstanding about, you know, everybody thinks, well, they're doing things over there but not here, but it's pretty well spread out through the town.
Yeah, and I, so as I look at dollar amounts, I do see, I'll also start in the northwest corner, Sirocco Road, $325,000. The Johnstone Pavilion, still around $263,000. Looking at the southwest corner, a rehab of Penn, somewhere around $100,000. 14th Street rehab, $350,000. So both the, I'll say the linear feet and the dollar amounts are somewhat comparable throughout the city.
Right. It looks like that it's pretty well spread out.
Yeah. The Johnstone, pavilion project, phase two, as far as I know, nearing completion, and I think we're working towards phase three somewhere along the
line. That's right. That's right. And also, if you notice, Price Field is into phase two at this point. And I was out there last week, and you can drive into the parking lot now. Very nice parking lot, a little different than the gravel lot that we had before, and again, that's in Ward 4.
Yeah.
Looks like that project's moving along. They're also working on the new quad, and you can't quite get to it yet because they're still digging, but it looks like that in springtime some of those things will be functional.
Well, looking at the Price Field project, just because it is in your ward, but also I think from a city point of view, recreational facilities are one of those quality of life issues that seems as though no matter where you live in town, it's an interesting thing to be going on.
Yes, yeah. And it also, according to some of the studies that have been done, that's one of the reasons that people move to a town is because, especially younger folks, if there are those kind of quality of life projects going on or completed so that they can actually have a nice life after they get off work. So,
yeah.
I think it serves us in a lot of ways. And, Price Field Phase 2 is going to be a nice addition to Ward 4, I think.
I think it will be, too. And there are other things going on. We didn't mention the Pathfinder extension. There are a lot of things that I skimmed over on the map all over. But, again, a lot of things going on. Because you and Mr. Kurt are still relatively new on the council, and I don't remember how the committee assignments came out, but I'm sure you're going to be involved in several committees.
Well, at this point, I'm on. There's some still haven't been decided. Mm-hmm. The Bartlesville Development Authority, I think, is still open, and the Bartlesville Rehabilitation or Redevelopment Authority.
Mm-hmm.
Those haven't been necessarily decided yet. I am on the TIF Review Committee, which I think is a very important committee.
Sure.
I think the TIFs are integral to some of the overall plans that we have here for Bartlesville. And as those are shown also here, there's the improvement of the old hospital, and that's moving forward.
Now that's been one that people, I think, have had an eye on for a number of years, so it's nice to see continued progress there.
Right. And as to any other committees, we'll just have to see. I am interested in some of the ones that are outstanding, but ultimately the council will make that decision.
Sure. Speaking of TIF, I believe it's TIF 2, the Capitol Hill area. They've got a nice Facebook page if people haven't been on that, just to publicize some of the available incentive funds that are in that part of town.
Right, and I think that sometimes that may have been under-advertised, maybe,
mm-hmm.
Or maybe people just aren't aware of that. But TIF 2 could be very important to, I think, the overall development of the downtown area. I know it's not technically downtown, but the surrounding area, if that area improves, then, of course, I think that improves the downtown area, too, and fits into an overall plan to draw more young people and people who are interested in living in a downtown, more urban setting.
Yeah, and when you look at downtown just as a whole, and I think everyone probably will have their own mental boundaries for the downtown area, but when you look at downtown, it is by and large a healthy, business complex, and people, I think, are down there. Sometimes I drive through and I say, wow, what's going on? There's a lot of people down here tonight.
Yeah, well, and we want to do everything we can do to continue that and the progress that has been made under previous councils. Back in December, we had a town hall meeting, and mm-hmm. about 25-30 people showed up, had a good discussion. Some discussion was made of the moving forward with some of the landscaping improvement, mm-hmm. and I have an idea about that. Again, I'm only one councilman and only get one vote, but I think money is available that we could at least do a phase of that.
And you mentioned town hall meetings during the campaign for office. Is just something, a goal that you have kind of personally set to within your ward or with across the city to be active in listening to what's going on in town?
That's right, and we'll be holding more town hall meetings. We want to hold one probably for each month through January, February, and into the spring. And then, depending on how they go, we'll probably continue to hold them for as long as I'm on the council. I think it's always a good idea for the citizens to be able to have an opportunity to come and talk in a more informal setting rather than coming to the council itself. And then they can tell us directly, what we're doing right, what they don't think we're doing right, some of their vision that they may have. And I think that's where our leadership needs to come from as the citizens.
Okay, well, again, I thank you for coming in this morning and kind of give us a preview of what, if we come to the council meeting tonight, that civics lesson on city finance. And I think it's a very easy thing for people to misunderstand, because we hear a lot about, well, things like federal dollars, and we don't always see how that applies the same or differently at the city level.
That's right. And they'll have a more direct impact probably on this funding.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, Alan, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and again, look forward to your continued service on the council.
Thank you. And one other thing, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
Monday trash pickup will be on Wednesday this week.
Thank you for the
reminder. That's probably the most important thing I've said.
I will not dispute you. And so, again, if Monday, yesterday was your normal trash pickup day, then set it out this evening or first thing in the morning, depending on how early the truck gets to your house.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Again, a community connection this morning. Councilman Alan Gentius this morning. And again, the council meeting is set for 7 o'clock tonight, downtown Bartlesville. And you can expect to probably, I don't want to predict how long meetings, because I'll usually be wrong. But anyway, it's tonight, 7 o'clock. Clouds becoming mostly cloudy later on, and then even some patchy light drizzle possible throughout some of the day today. And again, a high temperature around 40 degrees. News on the way from the Oklahoma News Network. And, of course, your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away coming up with consumer calls at about 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. 39 degrees at AM 1400 K1 for Community Connection, brought to you by First Baptist Church and Tulsa. Bone and Joint of Bartles.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner.